Good morning. It's Commissioner Dennis Frazier with my podcast for this week. I have a special guest with me today. I have Maggie Coons from the Health Department. Maggie, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background in the Health Department, how long you've been there, what's your job, that kind of thing.
Thanks, Commissioner Frazier. Again, I'm Maggie Coons from the Carroll County Health Department, and I'm the health planner there. And in normal times, that means that I work on things like strategic planning and quality improvement at the health department. But currently, many of our staff are involved in the response for COVID, and I am the communications lead. So I send out all the communications, work on the website and social media, and trying to get the word out about what we're doing with COVID vaccinations and things like that.
And actually, that's why you're here today, to get out the word about what's going on with COVID vaccinations today. But before we do that, a couple of things I want to bring up. First, and you can say yes or no, usually you're going to say yes, but we only have about 1,500 vaccines a week that are coming into Carroll County. And if you look at the numbers of how many residents there are in Carroll County, it's probably going to take us around 100 weeks to get everyone that wants to get vaccinated a vaccine. If that number stays the same, hopefully the number will ramp up. But if we're looking at 1,500 a week, you know, we have about 180-some thousand people in Carroll County. Not everyone will want to get it, so we'll say about 150,000 might want to get it. So that's 100 weeks. So because of that, the people out there don't say, oh, the vaccine's here, everything's under control, we're going to move forward. It's not like that. It's going to take a while for this to help out a lot. It's helping already, but take a while to help out a lot. Any comment on that, or did I say too much?
No, that's very true. We had hoped to be getting larger allocations of vaccine per week, but we have not been. Right now, the supply is a lot lower than we'd like, and even though we're prepared to ramp up when we're able to get more vaccine right now, we're getting 1,400 to 1,500 doses a week, which is a pretty small number, as you said, compared to how many people want to get vaccinated. So it's going to take some time. Luckily, I think there are going to be some additional places that people can get vaccinated in the near future. And so we're definitely encouraging people. I can go into the detail if you want right now about vaccination. And we're encouraging people to look at all their options to see what might be most convenient and quickest for them. So we do have an interest form on our website that people can complete based on which phase or group that they're in. And then we'll contact them when we are able to register them. So we're going to contact a group of those people every week when we're able to register them. We're only able to schedule our clinics about a week in advance right now because we don't want to schedule clinics until we know we've got vaccine available. So we don't want people waiting in line. We don't want people who show up and aren't able to get vaccinated. So we're trying to keep it orderly.
Okay. So for right now.
Yes.
And I have to mention that we're doing this on a Tuesday. This does not come out till Sunday. So we're giving us about as much up-to-date information as we can. But as everyone knows, this changes so quickly and fluidly. Just have to keep that in mind. The information we're giving out right now is current, up-to-date information. But who knows what's going to be by Sunday? I don't know. Maggie doesn't know. So we're doing the best we can with that. But right now, if I was eligible to get my vaccine right now, and you had contacted me, where do I go? Where do I get my vaccine?
Right. So we're going to tell you when we get you signed up. So what will happen is if, let's say you're 75 plus and you are interested in getting vaccinated. So you've completed our vaccination interest form online. Then when we are ready, so this week we'll be sending out our first batch of contacting people on the list, starting to contact them and letting them know when we have those clinics and where they'll be held. So you'll find out kind of the clinic locations may change. So we're just going to share them week by week when we share those registration links with folks. And please rest assured that we will make use of every dose of vaccine that we have. So we will make sure that those clinics are filled, and then we'll just keep contacting people every week until they're able to get registered. So it'll just be a subset of people that we'll contact. And so they'll find out then when and where that clinic will be held. It may change over time. We have requested a National Guard team, and that team would then we might be able to have a couple of locations in the same week. And so every week may be a little bit different.
Right. Oh, great. Great. Okay. That's good to know, because people are saying, well, where do I don't know where you go. I'll be honest with you. I didn't know. Now, you know, if I get the email, I have all the information that I need on it and everything will be taken care of. That's really good to know.
Right. One thing to keep in mind is that all vaccination right now is by appointment only. So
Right. Don't
just show up. You're not going to be able to get vaccinated unless you have an appointment.
Right. So even if I get the email saying from you saying I'm in that group, I'm ready to go.
Right.
I still have to make an appointment. I don't just show up.
Right. You have to register. You go through a whole registration system. It is online, but we can help people if they can't do it online. People can get help to do that.
That was my next question. If it can't get online and get this, there's a phone number to call.
Yes. So our call center is 410-876-4848, 410-876-4848. And you can call that number if you haven't gotten on the interest form yet and you want to complete that, they can help you complete that. You can also call that if we will be reaching out to folks who have completed our interest form but don't have an email. We'll be calling them when it's their turn to register and helping them register online right there. So they don't have to worry about that. We will be including them in our work moving forward. But if people have questions, they can call that line, or if they want to fill out an interest form, they can call that number and somebody will help them.
All right, since you mentioned that, another question. I know I'm taking up all your time with questions, but say I'm a school employee, because that's the next group that's up to get their vaccinations right now. They had a survey that was sent out a while ago, and the survey said, yes, you're interested, or no. There was no, like, maybe, I'll wait and see. So if I was a school employee and I put down no because I was unsure, because maybe I would like a couple people to take the vaccine first, see how safe it was. But now I'm convinced it's very safe because millions of people have had it. So I'm ready to do it. But I already said no. What do I do now to try to get myself in that group that's going to be vaccinated?
So for Carroll County Public School employees, the Carroll County Public Schools are organizing the registration for their clinics. So you would need to talk to your school administrators first to find out kind of how you can get on that list. And it shouldn't be a problem, but that's the best place to go since they're organizing that list of people who are interested. If you work at a private school or a childcare, we've been in touch with all the private schools and all the childcares, the licensed childcare providers in the county. So we should be sending out those links weekly until everybody on those lists has been able to be vaccinated who's interested. So just talk to somebody at your facility, somebody in your administration to find out more about those links.
All right. And do you happen to have the latest COVID numbers with you since you're here?
I do. So we are now over 6,000 total cases. That includes both facility and community cases. We're almost at 5,000 community cases. In addition to that, as you know, because you often mention this, are probable cases. And those are cases that are people who tested positive with an antigen test. So they're most likely positive, but they're just not a confirmed case. We have 1,270 of those cases. So that's a significant number given the 5,000 cases and the 6,000 total cases.
Right.
And then we have not quite 200 fatalities, 195 fatalities total.
All right. That's a bit. That's a lot for Carroll County.
Yeah. One of the things we talked about earlier this last week with the commissioners was the fatality rate. And it's true that, you know, the fatality rate is pretty low, which is great. And it has gone down. However, when we have so many cases, the number of deaths is still pretty significant. We're still losing a lot of people. The last couple of months with the number of cases we've seen, such an increase, we've seen a lot of deaths, both in the facilities and communities. So,
right. All right. We're going to have about 2 minutes left. I know time flies. Anything you want to mention in particular about the COVID or vaccines or rollout or anything else that I haven't asked you about that you think is very important? It's all important, but you know.
I know, hard to say. So folks should know that we do have information on our website, including a lot of links to other information. If they have questions about the vaccine, the side effects, how it works, how an mRNA vaccine works. It doesn't change your DNA. It is, you know, RNA, mRNA breaks down. It's a natural product that's in the body and just gives your cells some instructions and then breaks down. You know, so there's a lot of questions like that that are answered on our website. And also we have some links to the state site that has some other interesting information about the phases and things like that. I do want to mention that I would recommend that anybody who wants to get vaccinated do several things. I would recommend that they look at our website and complete an interest form for their appropriate group if they're interested. There's one for the general public, there's one for essential workers, and there are now three different forms for 65 to 74, 75 and up, and 16 through 64 with chronic health conditions that raises your risk of serious illness from COVID. So fill out one of those forms. But I would also recommend you do a few other things. I would also recommend people talk to their healthcare providers because we're hoping that soon some healthcare providers will be able to offer the vaccine, especially to their high-risk patients. And that might be the best way for some folks to get vaccinated. We also would recommend that you talk to your local Giant or Walmart. There are several online at the state site that are going to be offering vaccines starting the 25th. But I think some are local ones may be able to offer them starting relatively soon as well. So you may want to also talk to one of those pharmacies or your local pharmacy. They are also looking to get the vaccine and be able to offer that fairly soon. And we don't know how soon that will happen, but that may be another option that you want to look at. The state site also will have information on clinics in other areas. So if that's convenient for you, if you have family somewhere else, somebody can take you to another clinic, or if that's easy for you, that might work as well. There's some larger hospital systems in a couple of larger areas that will have bigger clinics and may have
that. I'm going to have to cut you off right there. Sorry, but we're out of time. And thank you very much for coming today. There was a lot of information given out. Could just repeat the phone number one more time?
410-876-4848. And our website is cchd.maryland.gov.
Thank you all for joining me today. Until next time, it's Commissioner Frazier signing off.